In Heintige Seder state, in this week's Seder, it said, the Pasuk says, V'hoya makam mashiv for Hashem, and it will be the place which Hashem will choose, which means the Beis HaBchira b'Yerushalayim, it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, the chosen place in Yerushalayim. Shama taviyu v'goymer, over there you shall bring oleseichem v'zivcheichem, all your karbanah should be brought only in that place. Is from them loshna sheyivcher Hashem. So from the pasuk saying that Hashem will choose, mashma, it seems from this as the ma'ila from the makom, that what is so special about this place, was the sibah of shamat aviyu, which is the reason because it's so special. Therefore, that's the only place that you can bring your karbanas. Is nor bechiras hakadosh baruch hu. The reason that it's special is only because Hashem has chosen it to be. In Odem Makam, Hashem chose this place. Abafarder bechidus Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But before Hashem chose this place, Hotminge ken beichazayin. In another Makam, Hashem could have chosen any other place, and there was nothing special about this place. It's just that He decided to choose it. The Makam Hotnish ken ma'ilim yuchedus lagabe ander erete, because this place has nothing, has no unique qualities, which are makes it special, more special than any other place. The only reason that it's special is because Hashem chose it to be special. Okamai Machazal, and as our sages stated in the Medrash, Atshel Inivchei Yerushalayim, until Yerushalayim was chosen, Haysa Kol Eretz Yisrael Ksheira, all of Eretz Yisrael could have been, was appropriate, was okay, L'mizbeches, for people to make a Mizbeach anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and to bring a korban there. Atshel Inivchei Beis Elamim, until the Beis HaMikdash was chosen, Ha'isa Yerushalayim, Ruhi L'Shechina, anywhere in Yerushalayim was a place that the Shechina could have dwelled, could have settled there. To say, in other words, as actually Nivchei Yerushalayim, until Yerushalayim was chosen, L'Mizbeches, etc., that whole thing that it was okay, is Nishgiven in Ir, Kein Ma'ilim Yechedus Bin Yina Mizbeach. Until Yerushalayim was chosen, there was nothing special about Yerushalayim that made it the place where a Mizbeach has to be built. As the sages said, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael you could have made a Mizbeach. And Lagav Yishar Eretz Yisrael, in comparison to anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, Darazeh is Beis Elam, Lagav Yishar Yerushalayim, and the same in regards to the place of the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to anywhere in Yerushalayim. Until it was chosen, anywhere in Yerushalayim could have been the place where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. Zokta b'de Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira. However, the Rambam says in the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, Mizbeach mekayme mechubim b'yoser, the place of the Mizbeach is very particular and very specific. And it can never be changed from that place. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Zem mizbeach la'olam Yisrael. This is the mizbeach for the to bring karbanos for the Jewish people. In other words, only this place and no other place. Unrechem danoch ois kama v'kama milos from the mokem kaidim shenifchar. And then he goes on to list a whole bunch of different things about that place, the place where the mizbeach was chosen, which happened before it was chosen to be the place. When was the place of the Mizbeach and of the Beis HaMikdash chosen? In the Torah. After Matan Torah, that's when Hashem chose Yerushalayim, when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, but it was certainly after that time of Matan Torah. That's when it was chosen. But these things that the Rambam lists, they all happened before Matan Torah. As he says, Hu amakim shabana bay Avram mizbeach. This is the place where Avram built his mizbeach. Shabana bay Noach. This is the place where Noach built his mizbeach after the Mabel. Shehikirvol of Cain v'Hevel. That's the place where Cain and Hevel brought their korbanos, as related in Bereishis. U'bayhikirv Adam Rishon, and that's the place where Adam Rishon himself brought a korban. U'misham Nivra, and that's the place where he was created from. In other words, the earth that Hashem gathered in order to form the body of Adam was taken from that place, the place where the Mizbeach was eventually built. Pashtus Meintus, which is simply put, what does this mean? That this statement, that the place of the Mizbeach is very specific and you can never be changed, is nishnar mitzad b'chiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not only as a result of because Hashem chose that place, nor rather also while thus is the Ardvu Avram and Noach v'chulu, but this is also the place where Avram and Noach and all the others that he listed, that's where they brought Hamakriv Given Zera Karbonis, that's where they brought their Karbonis. All these stories happen before Hashem chose this as the place. So on the one hand we see the Pasuk says the place that Hashem chose, but the Rambam, the way he describes it is that it was chosen because all these things happened. So in other words, it's not just that this place was as good a place as any other place, it already had certain qualities in it from before Hashem chose it. Vi achreinim zog, and as the achreinim say, as dos is a pluktus zwischen der Rambam und der Sefer HaChinuch, they actually frame it as a machlokes between the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. Leuten Chinuch is ein amokam skuloi l'ashroes HaShchina. According to the Chinuch, this place, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, is not in any way specifically. The place of the Beis HaMikdash is not more particularly favorable for the Hashras HaShchinah, for the Shchinah to be able to dwell there. There's nothing specific about that place which makes it more favorable for the Hashras HaShchinah. The Milas HaMakim is Blaiz Vitzadem Vos Eibishtad Beiche Given in them. The reason that this was, the reason that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built there specifically is only because Hashem decided that this is where it should be. Mashenken leiten Rambam. However, according to the Rambam, is those for the Eibishtad Beiche Given dem Mokim. According to the Rambam, the reason that Hashem chose this particular place is as vileless as a Mokim Skuloi from Frier. It's because this is a place that's favorable for Hashras HaShchinah. Something about it lends itself to the Hashras HaShchinah, and that's why Hashem chose that place. Dafen verstehen, so we have to understand. From the Pasuk that states that Hashem chose it, Shomataviyu, that this is the reason that you should bring it only there, the Karbonis only there, is Mashma, as the Maile in the Makam is Blaiz Machmas Dem Vos Yivchar Hashem. It seems that what makes it special is only because Hashem chose it. Bechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Makam, that Hashem's choosing this particular place. Ufen Divrei Rambam is Mashma. However, from the words of the Rambam, it seems, as the Maile from the Mokim is, that what's unique about this place is Nishmet Tzad Chiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not the fact that Hashem chose it, and nothing else, nor, Val Odom Arishon Mechulu Avram, Habn Dort Makriv Given Karbonis, but rather because from Odom Arishon, through to Avram, they all brought Karbonis over there. A Maile was given me, a Mois Odom Arishon, in other words, there was something unique, a quality about this place that was started from the time of Adam Rishon already. And that's the reason why this place is the place for the Mizbeach, and it can never be changed. So it's not because Hashem chose it, but rather because it's from the beginning of history, something about this place drew all those people to bring karbanas there. The Tzemach Tzedek and Eretz Teira brings the Rab the Pluktus Rishonim in the Gei and the Mokam HaMikdash La'achrish Nivchar. The Tzemach Tzedek and Eretz Teira brings the Machlekes between the Rishonim in regards to the place of the Mikdash after it was chosen by Hashem. Tzidos Vet Amokim Nivchar La'ashras HaShchina. He talks about whether when Hashem chose it, does that mean that it becomes a place that was chosen for the, because Hashem wants the Shekhinah to be there, but it didn't do anything, nothing about the place is special. The only thing about the place that's special is that Hashem chose it to be that place. Other, the Shekhinah is Meir v'Sheir b'Pchinas Mokim. Or do we say that this place is the place where the Ashras HaShechina is able to take place. It's a place which is specifically not designed but favorable for the Ashras HaShechina. And he explains, in order to understand these sort of very esoteric ideas, so he brings an example for it. Loid the Esh today, according to the first opinion, the Asa Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, which is what the Rambam says in Meir Nevuchim, is the Ashras HaShechin B'migdash B'dugma to Adavar Seichel, Vazved Geshribim Durch De Etzboi Sayad. This can be compared to the hands writing a sentence which has, contains in it a deep idea, an inyan of seichel, or some intellectual concept. And who wrote it? The fingers of the hand wrote it. But the seichel is nish meir v'shoyren yad. That doesn't mean that this concept is somehow absorbed by the hand. The hand is able to contain this idea. For a miyad, hot can sheiches nish seichel, because the hand has no connection to seichel. It's only passing through the hand from the brain and onto the paper. But the hand itself doesn't have any connection to seichel. The hand is not a favorable place for seichel. Aber von deswegen, but still, even though the hand doesn't have any connection, real connection to seichel, kem shreib mandobe seichel durch etzboi sayad, still the hand somehow is a channel through which you're able to convey this idea by writing it. Unish durch etzboi saregel, for instance, you can't write a seichel through your toes. The toes don't lend themselves to writing an inyan of seichel, but the fingers do. When azoy is ashros hashchina dafke mokam ambigdash, in a similar way to this, is the reason that the shchina dwells in the base of migdash. Afal pi as the mokam hotnish kan shaychetz ashros hashchina, even though the place of the base of migdash, it doesn't have any particular connection to ashros hashchina. It's just that, similar to the fingers which are able to convey the idea of seichel. So also the Shechina is able to be brought into that place, but not that this place has any real connection to seichel. Masha'enkin loy de tzveita deya, but according to the second opinion, Dasa Ramban, which is what the Ramban says, is Ashros HaShechina amokim bedugma tzislapsh seichel b'moyach. The Ashros HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash is similar to a seichel which is found in the brain. That even though it's true that the brain is also merely a physical piece of flesh, but this, the brain, is designed to be able to process seichel. When the seichel is melubish in mayach, and the seichel is able to be developed in the mayach, it is integrated into the mayach, into the brain. But there chislapshus ashra mamish. That's where the seichel, the idea, forms in the seichel, in the brain. So it's very different from the fingers, which are merely conveying. It goes through the fingers. It passes through the fingers. So in the brain, it's very, very different. And that's what the Ramban says, that the place of the Beis HaMikdash is a place designed for the Shechina to be able to dwell there, similar to the Seichel in the brain. L'cha'ira, and it would seem, that these two different ways of looking at the Beis HaMikdash seem to be dependent on each other. In other words, we have one difference, which is whether it was merely chosen by Hashem, but it had no unique qualities of its own, or that this is the place which had qualities, and that's why all those things happened up till the time that Hashem chose it. And the other difference of opinion is that whether the Shechina simply passes through there, similar to the Seichel in the fingers, or whether it dwells there because it's a place designed for the Ashros HaShechina. So these two differences of opinion seem to be dependent on each other. According to the opinion that says that the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach is a place which is particularly designed for this kind of holiness, is the Ashras Hashchina in them bedugma v'yislapshes aseichu b'mayach. It would seem that, in other words, that the Shechina is there in a like seichel in the brain. And loyte shita there is nisht amakim skuloi. But according to the opinion that it was just simply chosen and that it had no particular qualities of its own, blois hamakim ashiyifkar Hashem, only because Hashem chose it, nor shabai bechiras hakadosh baruch hu. And what it is that Hashem chose it. Is das shiras hashchina ba'amakim bedugim beviseichel gedur detzvayis ayad. It would lend itself to the other side of the other disagreement, which is that the shchina simply passes through there like the seichel goes through the fingers. So if these two opinions depend on each other, al pizah dafen fashtein, that we have to understand. Vishtim de shitas harambam in hilchas beis abchira. How does the Rambam's opinion, as he expresses it in hilchas beis abchira, that it was all, it's not just simply chosen, it's a place specific for that kind of thing, and it started from Adam Arishon and it went through Avraham Avinu, and then Hashem chose it also. So that's what he says in Beis Abchira. How does that fit with his opinion in Meir Nevuchim, in which he says that the place of the Mizbeach is not a specifically favorable place for the Shechina? So he seems to be contradicting himself in this subject. Of a kadaika shaper, but if you look into it a little more deeply, is muchach, we begin to see as oich the Rambam mechus beis abchira halt kishitas achina chados vas mekayme mechuvim biyaiser, that the Rambam agrees with the chinuch, that the reason that the place of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach are very particular is nishmetz adem vos mahadus free matir given karbonis, is not because they already brought karbonis there previously and that's what made it particularly favorable to Ashras HaShechina, nor b'lois mitzad b'chiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even the Rambam agrees that it's only because Hashem chose that to be the place of the Beis HaMikdash. How do we see that? Number one, Kenal, as we mentioned before, Loshna Kozu Bekama Mekaymes, Asher Yivchar. The Pasuk itself says in a number of places, the place that Hashem chose. So the Pasuk is clear about that, that it's the place that Hashem chose. Ubechira Amitis is Nor Vembeda Zachna Nivchar Vashar, Hobni Alit Noima Mailas, Lochem Azucht. And what could you call a choice? You can only call a choice when the options, the different options, from which you can choose, all have the thing which you need that makes that for which you're choosing. For instance, if I need to write, a note, and I ask somebody if they have an instrument with which I can write, and somebody says, "Yeah, I have two options: there is a pencil or a hammer." So, is there a choice? There is no choice. The hammer is not an instrument that I could use. The two options that I have from which to make a choice both have to give me the things for which I'm choosing. But if they're not equal, so therefore it's not really called a choice. And therefore, if the place of the where the Mizbeach was ultimately chosen to be was particularly favorable for that, and anywhere else is not favorable like this place, then it wouldn't be called a choice. Then it would be the only option. And therefore, when you say choosing, it has to be that all of Yerushalayim, let's say, could have been equal to that. And Hashem chose this place. That's number one. Number two, Mefurush b'mayim chazal anal. It's clear in the Medrash that we quoted before, as Frier is called Sok in Lemizbeches, that until Hashem chose the place of the Mizbeach, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael was okay for Mizbeach. To make a Mizbeach. So therefore, it's not that this place was specific. This place was the only place. Anywhere it could have been. So it's clear that that's how it is. That it was only at the time when Hashem chose it that it became the only place. Number three, Al Pizeh Yumtag was the Alamailus and Al Rechemdois, the Rambam in Abazundar Allocha. We see that the Rambam, all those events that he lists going from Adam Arishon through to Avram, that they were the ones that they brought Karbonis in that particular place, are written not in the first, in the same halacha in which he says that this is the place where from now on all karbanos have to be brought. He writes it in a separate halacha, in the second halacha of the second chapter. On in der erste halacha wo zogdem din hamizbeach mekayim uchuvim yaseh mishanin cholu, and in the first halacha of chapter 2 where he says, he lays down the law that the Mizbeach's place is very particular and specific and it can never be changed, bring the Dereb Dem Pasuk, in order to prove that point, he brings a Pasuk, Zem Mizbeach Lo'ilul Yisrael, this is the Mizbeach for Karbonus for the Jewish people, he brings the proof from the Pasuk. Vosiz Gizog Gevorin La'achri Abachira, that Pasuk was stated after Matan Torah, after Hashem made his choice of that place. In fact, this is the Zelba Pasuk, this is the very same Pasuk Vasar Brengt in Onir Hilchas Beis Abchira that he brings at the very beginning of the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. He says there, Kimish Shenivna HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim, as once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, Nesru Kol HaMakomos, all other places are now prohibited from bringing any karbonos. V'Ein Shom Bayis L'Deir HaDeiros, and there is no other Beis HaMikdash for the future, for eternity, from now on, Elu Yerushalayim Bovad, only in Yerushalayim, Bahar Meria, and only on the Temple Mount, Shabbo Nemar, in regards to what to that place, it says, Vayoyim David, and David said, Zehu Beis Hashem Alekim, this is the place where we're going to build the home of Hashem, Vezeh Mizbach Lo'el Yisrael, this will be the place for the Mizbeach, for the Karbonos, for the Jewish people. So, in other words, he brings that same pasuk right at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Abchira to establish the fact that this is the only place that you can have a Beis HaMikdash. And then, in addition to this pasuk, he also brings in the pasuk from Divrei HaYamim. He quotes a second pasuk to prove the same point. The pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, which says, "Ve'yochol Shlomo livnas es Beis Hashem," and Shlomo began to build the home of Hashem, Yerushalayim, Bahar Meriah, in Yerushalayim, on the Har Meriah, on the Mount Moriah, Asher Nira LeDavid Aviu, the place where Hashem appeared to David his father, Asher Heichem B'Mokim David, that's where he prepared, that's where the place was prepared, in the place of David, Begoyren Arnon HaYavusi, in the, that's where David HaMelech bought the silo of Arnon HaYavusi. There was the name of a farmer there that he bought that place which he prepared for the Beis HaMikdash. So he brings these two psukim to establish the fact that this is the final place, this is the only place that you can build the Beis HaMikdash from now on. And so that's chapter 2 halacha 1. Then he goes on to talk about what happened there historically. Thus haste, in other words, the Tamash Mekayim Mechuvim B'Yosef Mishanin, the reason that the Rambam gives that this is the very specific place and you can't change it is Nishmitzad Ma'ilus Vosavet Oisrechan in the Dalocha Shula Achrize, is not because of the unique qualities that he will get to, that he will list in the second Halocha, in the next paragraph. Nor, but rather, what is the reason that it's so specific it can be changed? Mitzadem vazem is bachloila. This is because of the pasuk says this is the place that Hashem chose. In other words, when vayochol Shlomo and that Shlomo Melech built over there, velchered veng laachri b'chiras Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Both of those psukim are written, happened after Hashem chose this place, and that's the reason why it's specific to this place. Later he talks about it historically, so we see that the Rambam himself is also making it dependent on the choosing of Hashem of this place. Bal Pize Yuvan, and based on this understanding, we can also understand something else, another thing. Vos the Rambam brengt euch dem siyum hakosov yochol Shlomo, he brings the end of that pasuk which talks about Shlomo beginning to build the Beis HaMikdash on that place. The Rambam continues, he brings the entire pasuk, Asher Nira LeDavid Aviyu, the place where Hashem appeared to David his father, Asher Heichem B'Mokim David, which he had prepared in the silo of Arnon, the Jebusite. L'chaire, because the question could be asked, Erkum toch brengen araya dosis b'Yerushalayim b'Har HaMoriah, all the Rambam seems to be want to bring out from this pasuk is that Shlomo HaMelech began to build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim on the Mount Moriah. So that wollte geben genug zu bringen, weil Yochel Shlomo lived in the base Hashem Yerushalayim Bahar Meriah. He should have simply quoted the first half of the pasuk, which says that Shlomo Melech began to build the base Hamikdash on Har Meriah. Vos is dod shayach to see him akosuv. Why does he have to quote the second half of the pasuk, Ashenir le David Aviud, where Hashem had appeared to David that he prepared in the place of Arnon Ayavusi? So now, Valpia now, but based on our explanation, we could explain it. The myth is the Rambam Ramez, that through the quoting the end of the pasuk, the Rambam is telling us, is alluding to the fact that dos vos eimishanim oisim imkayimai, that the reason that you can't change the place of the Beis Hamikdash is vayochol Shlomo lived in the Beis Hashem Yerushalayim. Once Shlomo began to build it over there, is mitzad Hashanir le David Aviyu. Is the reason is because Hashem appeared there to David HaMelech. Bechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem chose to appear to him right there. Far the Bechira is nishtok kemaylo miyuchedes, and before Hashem made that choice, there is nothing specific and unique about this place. That's the point. Until Hashem appeared to David HaMelech over there, there was nothing unique about this place. It's only because Hashem appeared to him there. In other words, Hashem chose this place. In Dem Mokim L'gabi Ander Mokim, there's nothing specific about this place that makes it any better than any other place. Er is Begurden Arnon Hayavusi. Until Hashem appeared to him there, it was just a silo that belonged to a Goyish farmer. That's all it was. Once Hashem appeared to him there, that was the choice that this is going to be the place. That's the point that the Rambam is making by quoting the end of the pasuk. In other words, that the Rambam also agrees that what makes this place special and that it can never be changed is only because Hashem chose it. Valpize Yumtuk, and this of course explains to us so much more geschmack. Because the Rambam roofed on the halachas, what does the Rambam name this group of laws about the Beis Hamikdash? He calls it Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the laws of the chosen home. Afal pivas loshen hakotzav el chebrink leich l'raya is v'oshel l'migdash, even though, what does the pasuk call it? The ones that the Rambam himself quotes in order to tell us that there has to be a Beis HaMikdash. It says v'oshel l'migdash, it should make for me a holy place. Fardem Shreiter, and before that he says Yesh Bechlolam, at the as the introduction to this group of halachas, he says there is included in this six mitzvahs. One of them is Livnes Beis Hamikdash. He himself calls it the Beis Hamikdash in the introduction. And Oich the halachas shall achaz take of Rufter on, and the next grouping of halachas which come after Hilchos Beis HaBechira, he calls it the laws of the implements of the Beis Hamikdash, and the laws of entering into the Beis Hamikdash. That's the next one. So the Rambam continuously refers to it as, and the pasuk too, to the Beis Hamikdash. Yet the laws, the group of laws, he calls it Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the laws of the chosen home. The reason is, Valshitas Rambam is, the Rambam goes with the opinion that as Milas Hamikdash is nor mitzad bechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mart. He's trying to say that what makes this place special is only because Hashem chose it to be the special place. That's why he calls the whole group of halachas the laws of the chosen home. V'im tim tzolaymer, if you should want to say, and if you want, you can say, is the Rambam das meramas oichin dem tzveta halacha gufa? The Rambam tells us this also in the second halacha, v'erechent ois demailus in the makim, where he does get into listing what was special about this place, and that, you know, other marishan and so on. What does he say there? Noch tam bid Rambam is meirech azum esayres biyad akoil. After he tells us that it's a tradition that we all had, everybody had this tradition, shamakim shabana by David, that the place where David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, or chose the place for the Beis HaMikdash, who amakim shabana by Avram, that's the place where Avram built his Mizbeach, and Noyach, and Kayim Vehevel, and Ubay Hikir Radha Marishan Karban, and that's where Radha Marishan brought a Karban, Kshe Nivra, when he was created, Umisham Nivra, and that's the place from which he was created, as I said before, that Hashem gathered the earth from that place. After he says this, is a Maisev, he adds another line, Amru Chachamim, our sages tell us, Adam Mimakim Kaparosei Nivra. Adam Arishim, from the place from which he would receive his atonement, that's the place from where he was created. Is Nishmuvan. So we have to understand about this. Favos bring the Rambam Mamakar of them Indian from Misham Nivra. What does the Rambam seem to be saying by quoting what the sages tell us, that from the place that he got his atonement, that's from where he was created. He seems to be trying to bring a source for the fact that he stated that that's the place from where Adam HaRishon was created. So he brings a source in the Medrash. Why does he have to bring a source? Nishvi b'defriyedike inyonim, which is, in this case, he suddenly departs from what he did up until now. All the other things that he listed about Avram and about Adam and about Noach and so on. In those things, he doesn't bring a source that Avram Avinu built the Mizbeach there. He doesn't bring a source that Noach built it over there. And he doesn't bring a source that Cain v'Hevel built it over there. Suddenly, when it comes to Adam HaRishon, he feels that he has to bring a source that's the place from where Adam HaRishon was created. Why does he need that source? And therefore we could answer, as the Rambam is nishoisin to bring in a mocker, that the Rambam's point by bringing this statement of Chazal is not in order to bring the source from where he knows that Adam HaRishon was created from that spot. Oif Misham Nivra. Nor the mit meramazayin, what he's trying to tell us is something else. As the Alle Mailus Mu'arayus B'makam HaMizbeach Vasarechen Et Halacha, that all those qualities about the historical importance of that place that he brought in this Halacha, Zayin Nish V'stirut to the Minyan from HaMakam HaShiyivchar Hashem, that saying that Avram and Noach and Cain v'Hevel and so on, that they used this place for their Mizbeach, is not in any way contradictory to the fact that Hashem made a free choice that this should be the place. As Malasi is Blazman Sadirich Hiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we still maintain that the true value of this place is the fact that Hashem chose it, and not because Avraham Avinu built a Mizbeach there. Vasegiven Eshnogdem, which happened, Hashem's choice of it happened after all of these historical events. So that's what he's trying to bring out by quoting that source. How? Vos Adam HaRishon v'chulu, what is it that Adam HaRishon and all the others, Noach and so on, brachte karbonos b'makom zeh dafke, what is the reason that they brought their karbonos dafke in that place? Zeh haben ois geklim dem art, that they chose specifically this place, is the reason that they chose this place was because they knew through prophetic vision, as thus is the makam hashiyivcha Hashem ba'asid. It's because they knew that a time would come that Hashem would make a choice about where he wants his mizbeach to be, and that this is the place that he's going to make that choice, and that's why they said, we're going to bring our karbanos here too. The signa nachar, to put it in other words, nisht bechiras hakadosh baruch hu b'makom zeh as a mesubah from dem bas mach and free makir given dort karbonis. It's not that the reason Hashem chose this place was because how could he find a better place than the place where Adam HaRishon and Cain v'Hevel and Avraham Avinu, where they all brought the karbonis, so he's going to choose that place because of that. That's not how it happened. And that's why he chose this place and made it into a place which is favorable for Ashros Hashchina. But rather it happened the opposite. Nor fakert, does was mot makir given karbonis in dem mokem dafke. The reason that Avraham Avinu had the idea to bring a carbon in this particular place is a mesuva from dem vazem givuz benavua as a ebishte vet beichazain in dem mokem. That came because they knew that Hashem is going to choose this place, so they said, what's a better place for us to bring a carbon than the place that Hashem would eventually make his choice for his Mizbeach? So in other words, what makes this place special is because Hashem chose it. the reason that since Avram knew that Hashem was going to choose this place, so therefore he decided to bring his carbon there too. But not the other way, that because so many of Judaism's important characters chose that place for their carbon, therefore Hashem said, I also will choose that place. It was the other way around. This can only be said about the karbanos which Avram and Adam and Cain veHevel and Noach, about why they chose that place. That works for them. But when it comes to the idea that this is where Adam HaRishon was created from, is who created Adam HaRishon? Who took the earth from that place in order to create Adam HaRishon? That was Hashem himself. That wasn't somebody coming along and saying that I know that Hashem wants to choose this place, therefore I'll also use it. This is Hashem making the choice. That's very different. Is So even if you want to say that the reason Hashem took earth from that place was because he knew that in the future he would make his choice that this is where the Mizbeach should be, so therefore let me take the earth from here and create Adam from here. In other words, that you could still say that it's based on Hashem's future choice. Is the Chabashen given a pa'ulen fun bechira of a mele kenshin is zayin ba'if anachat? But once Hashem already took the earth from there, so he has already done an act which made this place special and specific, and therefore now it would be impossible that he should choose somewhere else, because he's already made his choice by taking the earth from there. So he has already done something in order to make this place the place. And therefore, how later, when it came time to choose, he's not making a choice anymore. It's already dependent on the place where he took the earth from. How do we know that that's a problem in Bechira, in choice? We learned this from the Bira Yedua. We can learn this as a Kal Vachomer from the well-known explanation. In what it says in Tzadik V'Rosh Loi Ka'amah, the Gemara says that Hashem says everything about the soul that is going to come down. When the soul is ready to come down and be born into the world, Hashem already says he's going to be rich, he's going to be poor, who's he going to marry, and so on. The only thing that he doesn't say is Tzadik V'Rosh Loi Ka'amah. He doesn't say whether it'll be a Tzadik or a Rosh. So the question is, what is it? Hashem doesn't know if he's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Of course he knows that he's going to be tzaddik or a rasha. So what is it? How does it help that he doesn't say it? In his mind, it's there. He's thinking it. So therefore, why can't he say it? Of course, the reason that he doesn't want to say it is because he wants to leave it open to free choice. So if he knows it, is that still free choice? But if he says it, it's no longer free choice? And the explanation is, as Aib the Yediya Shlomayla Volta Roizgigem in Adibur, that if Hashem would, if the knowledge that Hashem has would have been expressed as a speech, as having said something, Voltas Machriach given the mention of Finizach Leid Yediyasa Yizbarach. When Hashem says something, then it already forces the situation. And if Hashem would have said, this person will be a tzaddik, then he has no other choice. If he says he's going to be a rasha, there would be no free choice anymore. It would have to end up that way. In other words, that there's a difference between saying something and only knowing it. So that's the explanation about why Hashem doesn't say whether he's going to be a tzaddik or not, even though he knows it. Valachas kamav kamas, from this we can learn as how much more so benidin didan in this case. Was the idea of Givena Pa'ula Milmaila, that now Hashem has already not only said about the place of the eventual Mizbeach, but he's already done an act. He's already taken earth from there in order to create Adam. So then how could he have chosen any other place? This would have to be the place that he would choose. And therefore it's no longer a choice when he comes to make that choice. It's already dependent on the fact that this is the place where it has to happen. So this is what the Rambam is trying to explain by saying that. That far is the Rambam Meisiv Amr Chacham Adam Mimakam Kaparos and Nivra. That's why the Rambam says that our sages tell us that Adam was created from the place of his where he received his atonement. Adasas misham nivra, the fact that he was created from that place is his nishvifriedike zachen, is not to be compared to the earlier things like Adam bringing a karma there or Avram bringing a karma there. The karbanos sheikrivu b'makom zeh, the places that the karbanos that they brought at this place, v'asis givem v'al ba'asid v'tazayin d'makom ha'shivcha Hashem. The reason they chose this place was because they knew that in the future Hashem would choose this place. But this is different. V'al da'a, thus is makom kaparasid, the art for Adam Arishon ad b'eicha givem b'rengin zayin karban. That this is not as we always understood it, that Memakim Kaparosai, that Adam was created there because that's the place that would offer him atonement, that it means that this is the place which Hashem would eventually bring, choose as the place for the Mizbeach, and that's where all people in the future would get their atonement from that place, and that's why Hashem created Adam from there. That would have left the question that we just asked. What the Rambam is saying is that the reason that Hashem chose that place to take the earth from is because Adam Arishon would bring his carbon from that place, not because Hashem would eventually choose that place to create to make the Mizbeach for all eternity. It was all about Adam Arishon having brought a carbon in that place, and that's why Hashem chose to create him from that place. But it has nothing to do with where Hashem would eventually choose for the eternal Mizbeach. This issue was only about where is Adam Arishon going to bring his carbon from, and it leaves it completely open for Hashem to be able to choose any other place from which to make the eternal Mizbeach. And that's what the Rambam is saying here, and that's why he brings this source to bring out this point that it was all about the choice where Adam Arishon would bring his carbon, not where Hashem would choose the eternal Mizbeach. Es bleibt aber nicht verstandig, but still leaves the question. Wie bald as euch le das Rambam is the time was mekaim in bechuvim b'yoyser. That even according to this, even according to the Rambam, the reason why it's very specific. Nish mitzadik abonu shikivu in the makam is not because of what Adam and Avram did, nor mitzadik hiris ha-gosh baruch hu, but rather because this is the place chosen. Hein vos is negeya zu bringen in hilchus beis ha-bchira, dem ganzen Indian, in the Tzveta Halacha. So then why does the Rambam bring this whole historical, all these historical events in the laws of Beis HaBchira? They don't seem to be relevant anymore. That's not how Hashem chose the place anyway. So why is he bringing it? Azhu amakim shabonim by Avram, noyach makim kaparos and nivra. Why does he have to bring all those details? V'yashleimer, and the answer could be, as the mid bavarim the Rambam favos, eveim shanim reisim mekoyim eloilo. That this is coming to answer the question of why is this place where Hashem chose for the Mizbeach, why can it never be changed? What's the reason for that? And we have to understand, what does he mean here? Hein emes ados is the makam asher yivchar Hashem. It's true that this is the place that Hashem chose. Is this aber noch nicht kein raya gemura? This does not yet give us enough evidence. As durch dem is nishul geworden the efsharis mishanazim lemakam acher. That doesn't mean that it can never be changed. The fact that Hashem chose this place to be the mizbeach, where the mizbeach should be, doesn't mean that it has to be there forever. Why not? As we find, for instance, in regards to David HaMelech, as the Eibishtar beicha given in David the Bono Vachra, Hashem chose in regards to David and all of his descendants. That kingdom is his, kingship is his, and his descendants forever. Kingship belongs to David HaMelech. Afel became, and although that's a choice that Hashem made, is the din, the halacha still remains, kipsaka Rambam, as the Rambam himself says, as anovi shehemid melech mishar shifte Yisrael, that if a prophet appoints a king from one of the other tribes, in other words, not from David HaMelech. Harez HaMelech, he has the V'chol Mitzvah Malchus Noyegeis Bay. He is a legitimate king, and all the laws of kingship apply to him, which means that everybody has to listen to him, and so on. Siznor V'stit Pasek HaMalchus Mibesei. all it means that Hashem has chosen David forever is that this king, the other king from the other tribe, he could be the king, but it doesn't mean that his son will be the king. Eventually the kingship will leave his family, whereas by David HaMelech kingship never leaves his family. So even if Hashem chooses something, it doesn't mean that it can never be different. So then the same question could be asked about the place of the Beis Hamikdash. Minolei, how does the Rambam know shlilos kol makim, that once the place of the Beis Hamikdash is chosen, it could never be anywhere else? Or befrat shaila benigei l'shiloi, v'asizor given a makim hashiyivchar Hashem, especially in regards to Mishkan Shiloi, in which also it says in the Tanakh that it's the place that Hashem chose for the Mishkan. For the Mishkan is Gishtana Shin Samach Tashon, and over there it stood for 369 years, which means it stood for a long time, not just a short period. Is das machriach lechedet zu sagen as zehu beis Hashem v'zeh mizbach is lav dafke? So therefore from Shiloi also we can see Hashem chose it, and it stood there for 369 years, almost as long as the Beis HaMikdash, and yet it changed from there too. So therefore maybe the Beis HaMikdash also, it's the place which Hashem chooses, but eventually it can move to somewhere else. So how does the Rambam know that once it's chosen it can never be changed? By Mahar Sinai, as the same can be asked also about, we see from the Mishkan that was built at the foot of Har Sinai, where Moshe Rabbeinu built the first Mishkan, and we see that it didn't last over there. It moved on from there, and the Mishkan was no longer the place, and then it moved to another place. So the Rambam tells us right in the first chapter, Valder Zadon, and also in this chapter over here, chapter 2, the Ribbe bringt the Rambam Araya, so he says both in the chapter 1 and chapter 2, he brings the psukim that say that it has to be here and it can never be changed. He states that clearly, and he brings a pasuk. This is the place. But that leaves the question, how does he know that? So the Ribbe bringt the Rambam Araya, as in dem fall is the bechira in anoifim was hot sheilu given under mekam, is that in this case the choosing that Hashem made is in a way that it now eliminates any other place to be able to be the place. Was the farot adam arishin geboid zayim is beir dafke in dem mokim. From the story of Adam arishin and Avram and so on, we see that this choice, this time when Hashem says yifchar Hashem, that I've chosen this place, it means eternally. It's forever over there. How do we know that? From the fact that Adam Rishon built his Mizbeach there, and Noach, and so on. Oy, Bechiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu volt nit shel given under Mekaymes, because if Hashem's choosing this particular place wouldn't have eliminated all other places, and it could change at some point, Favos Ham Zei Alam Adai given to bring his Eirik Abonis Nord in Dem Mokim, Mechuvin in Har Meri Atzmai. If this is just a temporary place, in other words, it's here for a while, it could be somewhere else at later time, then why did Adam HaRishon go there to bring his carbon? Why did Avram go there to bring his carbon? Why did Noach go there? And so on. If it's just another place, why didn't they go to Shiloh to bring it over there? So the fact that they went here, says the Rambam, means that it's because they knew that this was going to be the eternal place for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how we know, that brings proof also, that this is an eternal place. That when it says that this is the place, it means forever, and not just for the next while. Inside is the Fun Mashma. So from these stories we see, as Mitzad Bechiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zayin Ander Mekam is Nishlo Gevoren, that because of this choice of Hashem, all other places were now eliminated. Obameila Oich Makir Zayin HaKorban, in a gewissen mokim, oy makir zayin, and therefore, if they're going to bring a carbon and they want to go look for the right place for it, al shema asid, because based on the future choosing of Hashem, is thus not in the mekayim mechubim beyosid. It's only the only place they want to bring it is in that place which is very very specific and particular in Har HaMoriah Gufa, on Har HaMoriah, because this is going to be the eternal place. And that's why the Rambam brings these historical events. The Pnimis in Yonim Yesh Levayr, to understand these things from an inner view, from the Hasidic perspective. Bahagdim, by first explaining Vasat Chamol Geret, that which was once already discussed, about the difference between choice and holiness. And we know that in regards to the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam actually uses both of these descriptions. He calls it Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the laws of the chosen house, and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, but then he calls it the laws of the implements of the Beis HaMikdash. Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, the laws of entering the Mikdash. So he uses both terms in regards to that place. As in Yeder is Da Amayla, the Gabbadim Tzveitin. So in regards to the difference between Bechira and Kedusha, there is a quality that each one has that the other one doesn't have. Vemezokt if a gewisse Zach, Azi is Kodesh, when you say about a certain thing that it is holy, Vaistas, it means, as the Kedusha Hadurganum and the Zach, it means that the holiness of it has permeated and penetrated into that object itself. The Zach is Halig, the thing itself became holy. But on the other hand, the Baldas the Kedusha is Fabunim mid the Zach, since the Kedusha is connected to the object about which we're talking, the object became holy, thus is Mugbal, and that object is a limited thing, it's a physical thing. Is Euch the Kedusha abagrenetzes, so therefore the holiness must also be limited. Loit the Agbalas Adavar, according to the limitations of that object, that's how much holiness it can contain. So the holiness is by definition limited to the thing in which it is sitting, housed. When Azoy is this Euch, when again Malkam, the same would be true for a place that is holy. If a place has become holy, it's dependent on how much holiness that place can contain, based on its own limitations, which it has, because it's a physical space. Masha'enkin bechira, on the other hand, when we say that something is chosen, is nish mitzadan nifchar, when you choose something, it's not because of the qualities of the thing that you're choosing, nor mitzadan becher, it's the one making the choice that lays the importance onto that place. The one choosing is the one that makes it important, not the chosen thing has a certain quality which would then be limited according to its whatever quality it can contain. It's the one making the choice that lays the importance on it. It's only important because that person chose it. Therefore in regards to what we're talking about, the place which Hashem chooses, B'shaz, the Rebbe says, B'yichar HaMakom, when Hashem makes a choice about a certain place, B'akum teramaylo k'dusha bilti mugbelis, that place becomes chosen and holy in an infinite way. V'al the Eibishter is bli gvul, because Hashem is infinite, and therefore His choice is an infinite choice, is not limited by the place which contains that choice. It's all about who chose it, and He's unlimited. Abel idach, but on the other hand, Vibald, as the Maila of Kedusha is mitzadim beicha, since the specialness and the holiness comes from the chooser, is this nishkaf shaloi, then it's missing that the chosen thing doesn't have anything to offer, has brought nothing to the table about what makes it special, so it doesn't own any of that specialness. Es darf denn noch kommen aber dem Arzt mal weil das Arzt mir soll durchgenommen und durchnehmen im ganzen. So then the chosen thing has to now somehow do something in order for that holiness and that specialness to become owned by the chosen thing. So there is a need for some avoda in order to bring that holiness down into the chosen place. Und das ist der Rambam Mevayr in the zwei Halachas and now ben geim Mokam HaMizbeach. And that's what Rambam is bringing out in these two Halachas in regards to the place where the Mizbeach was chosen to be. In the Esht Halach and the first Halach of Uer Zokt HaMizbeach Mekayim Mechubim B'yeser Vein Mishan Ezer Mekayim El Oilam, where he states that the Mizbeach is a very specific place and you can never change its place. He says the word L'Oilam, ever. was weist auf den Nitzchi is Bliagbola, which shows on the eternity of it, the infinite aspect of it, that it is eternal and it can never change. From the Makam, in other words, that this place will always be holy, bringing out the point that it's an eternal place, an eternal holiness. Is doch das an inje was kum, was ken sich nicht öfter mit zadenei Adam. That's something that can't be accomplished from the perspective of a person. Adam mit zadenei Makam, or the place itself, which is also limited by its physical mitzias. Nor beleis mit zadenei Bechiris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only Hashem's choice could make something eternally holy. Shalom Aylam Evdeidu Agbala, because Hashem is himself eternal. Und auf dem bringt den Pasuk Shalach Rea Bechira, and to bring out this point, he quotes the Pasuk Zem Mizbach Lo'ilo Yisrael, that it's based on the choice of Hashem, and that's why he brings the Pasuk, which brings out the fact that Hashem chose it. Then he gets to the next halacha, is a ma'isav over there. He adds another point, as oich far bechiras hakadosh baruch hu, that even before Hashem chose the places, the makom kedusha mugbelis, there was a certain limited level of holiness there. Mitzad dem was in dem art of Adam Arishin gebrach karbonas, because in this is the place where Adam Arishin and so on, all the others, brought karbonas. Misham Nivra Adam, and that's where Adam Arishon was created from. So in other words, it had a certain very limited based on human holiness that was brought to the place, but it had that element of holiness. Well, P says in the Mokim Beit HaMilah, so based on this, now this place contains both of these qualities, both of the infinite of being chosen, and also of the fact that it had something that was done there which brought a holiness to the place itself based on human avoid. Well, Pisa is eichnisch konstituiert zwischen al irgel beis abchir und meir nebuchim. So based on this, we can now also explain that there is no contradiction between what the Rambam says in Hilchot Beis Abchira, where he says that it's all about being chosen, and that which he says in Meir Nebuchim, which we asked before, that he seems to say over there that the place of the Beis Hamikdash is nothing. There's nothing inherently favorable for holiness. So that's a contradiction. Now we can answer that contradiction. Das was von Hilchos Beis Bechira kommt durch als der Makom Hamikdash beim Zbeich ist der Makom Zgulai Lashras Hashchina. From this that in Beis Abchira he says that the place of the Beis Hamikdash was, because he quotes all those stories and historical facts, so it seems that this is a place particularly fitting for holiness, is nor legabe dekdusha mugbelis, is only in regards to the limited type of holiness, which cannot be accomplished through a human, and that is by definition limited. Mashenki legabe bechiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we talk about Hashem's choice, Vaziz Bilti Megbelis, which is infinite, Zog the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, that's in regards to that the Rambam is saying in Meir Nevuchim, as Das is Nishkan Keli, that the place of the Beis Hamikdash was not a place that was specifically fitting to be a holy place, because no place could be fitting to the kind of choice, the infinite choice that Hashem could make. As ken zayn nor derech ma'ivir abenishayru mislabish, that kind of holiness can only be from top down. Hashem can make the choice, but the place doesn't have the ability to be able to contain that kind of infinite holiness, because there's nothing about it which makes it particularly holy to that kind of holiness. Masha'enkin the Ramban held, whereas the Ramban who says that even the place, even to this kind of choice, it is a place that is fitting for Ashras Hashchina. How could he say that? As Mitzad Keichi is Baruch HaKel Yochel, he holds that because Hashem has such great infinite power, Ubefrat Lach Rebechira, Vert Euch Diktusha Bligvul in Zibet Nislavish Imokim. So he says that Hashem has the ability, because he's omnipotent, that he could even allow for the choice that he made to that place to be absorbed by the place, and therefore it becomes a place which now contains Hashras Hashchina, because it's fitting to contain. But the Rambam doesn't agree with that, and he says that something which is infinite doesn't lend itself to be absorbed by the physical reality. We can add another thing. Also, in according to the Rambam, as the Ketushim Mekbelos was fabunim mit mokem atzmai, that this limited holiness, which is brought about, which was brought into the place through the Avodah of Avraham and Adam and so on, that also is connected to Hashem's choice. And so on. Since Avraham and all the others, what is the reason that they built their mizbeches and brought karbonis in that place specifically? It was because this was going to be the place that Hashem chooses. So it comes out that their activities, which through their activities they brought that limited level of Kedusha to it, it's fabunim b'chiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their whole bringing of their holiness to the place was all based on the fact that Hashem was going to choose it. So therefore it's connected to that infinite choice as well. Well, Pizei Yumtuk. So based on this, we can now understand what Avraham at Mispal given, that Avraham Avinu prayed on Oizgifint, and he concluded after the Akedah, it says, Asher Ye'omer Ayoim, that will be said today. What does it mean, it will be said today? Yed Ayoim, it doesn't mean today, that day. It means today, our day, every single day, every single day of the future, meaning to say, infinitely it will be said, Bahar Hashem Yiroh, that this is the mountain upon which Hashem will be seen. In other words, Avraham Avinu, because of his Aveda, which was limited, was based on the fact that Hashem would choose which is unlimited. Therefore, he brought an unlimited, he stated that this was an unlimited holiness that would be brought to this place.